for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Two deputies will not be charged for shooting a man to death last year in Culpeper County. The Atlantic Coast Pipeline clears two more regulatory hurdles in West Virginia and North Carolina. And Governor Northam continues to push the Trump administration to exempt Virginia from offshore drilling. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, January 29th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Two deputies will not be charged for the shooting death of a domestic violence suspect last year in Culpeper County. WCAV-TV reported on Friday that state police concluded an investigation into the July 2017 incident, resulting in the death of 43-year-old Eric Wesley Clark. Culpeper County Commonwealth's Attorney Paul Walther says in his report that Clark's death was justifiable homicide and therefore considered lawful. Walther says Deputy Carrie Grigsby and Sergeant Richard McKinley will not be charged. County Sheriff Scott Jenkins said dash cam video footage from the deputies' cars showed Clark pointed a shotgun at deputies before they fatally shot him after a chase. Deputies sought Clark after a reported domestic assault and spotted a car matching his. Walther acknowledges the deputies used deadly force, but it is not clear whose bullet killed Clark. Also, the Atlantic Coast Pipeline has cleared two more major regulatory hurdles. Dominion Energy, the lead developer of the 600-mile pipeline that would bring fracked natural gas from West Virginia through Virginia to North Carolina, says that West Virginia's environmental regulators have issued a permit for erosion and sediment control. And last week, North Carolina's environmental agency issued a water quality certification that the project needs because it could affect wetlands or waterways. Environmentalists and many property owners say that thousands of people oppose the pipeline, which they contend is not needed. The project still needs other federal, state, and local environmental permits. Virginia's governor is continuing to push the Trump administration to exempt the state from a proposed expansion of offshore drilling. As Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports, Governor Northam spoke with the Secretary of the Interior last week.
Governor Northam says he had a nice conversation with Secretary Ryan Zinke. He says he voiced his concerns about the Trump administration's proposal to open up waters along the eastern seaboard to oil and gas drilling.
I asked him to give us the same exemption that Florida has received and told him that I wasn't in favor, Norfolk's not in favor, Virginia Beach, Virginians aren't in favor of offshore drilling. We think it's a bad idea.
Northam says drilling could pose a threat to Virginia's tourism and aquaculture industries and interfere with military training.
He said he would be glad to meet with me and go over the data that he had, and I said I would be more than happy to meet with him.
Northam also requested public forums on the topic in Hampton Roads or the Eastern Shore. Currently, the Department of Interior has a public meeting scheduled in Richmond. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.